Okay. Attention, everybody. Attention, everybody. We're going to, I'm going to try to, we're sort of working at a disadvantage at this point. We are down to one non-wireless mic. But two non-wireless mics. But we're going to do what we can to get the thing started and see if we can't get ramped up. Well, yeah, so who knows. Anyway, I'm Jeff Tom. I'm president of the CCB, as you all already know and don't care. Okay. And I want to introduce, and this is all I have to do except for figure out a way to get a mic. I want to introduce to you our MC for this evening, the president of the San Francisco chapter, and someone who's taken a very active role at this convention, including yesterday's leadership forum. Linda Perel.
Hello, everybody. I'm sure you're all having very pleasant conversations. Remember, for those of you who don't know already, I have two settings, soft and shrill. And you wouldn't like shrill. Anyway, this is an amazing thing for me. I moved from the Bay State to the city by the bay a couple of years ago, and I walked into my first San Francisco chapter meeting in September of 2005. 14 months later, I was elected chapter president. I attended my first CCB convention a year ago in this hotel, and now here I am holding the mic at this gathering. My friends in Boston would call it wicked meteoric. I'm so glad I have a Bostonian at the table with me here. Anyway, I want to thank my friends, particularly in the San Francisco chapter, for welcoming me and including me in your wonderful and vibrant chapter. And I want to thank CCB in general for making room in this inclusive organization for a very proud and somewhat puffed up member of Red Sox Nation. So, enough on that. I live here now. I live in San Francisco. I'm a member of CCB, and I'm as happy as I can be. Anyway, what I'd like to talk to you about today, I was hoping to begin with a little humor. And I asked my husband to do some research for me on what I was calling mangled metaphors. But he just kept coming up with things that didn't fill the bill. So I'll give you the few that I came up with on my own. We've all heard of the situation in which somebody changed their mind and turned 360 degrees. And I don't know if any of you have heard the one that goes, "She stuck out like a needle in a haystack." One of my favorites recently is, you know, you all know the expression, the elephant in the room. It's a therapeutic expression. It refers to a problem that's very big and that nobody will admit is going on, but everybody knows it's there. Well, lately I've heard two interesting variations on this. One is the pink elephant in the room. I suppose that's the one that only the inebriated people can see. And the other one is the white elephant in the room. And I suspect that that's the one, the problem that nobody will take off your hands. Anyway, so if anybody thinks of any more mangled metaphors, I'd be happy to hear them because I love collecting them. Anyway, my real topic for the evening is leadership development. And as a template for that discussion, I am going to be referring to the event that took place yesterday morning here at the convention, a pre-convention leadership seminar. It was originally designed for presidents and vice presidents of chapters, but as time went on, we decided to open it up, so a few other officers came as well. We had a fabulous committee working on it. My co-chair was Donna Pomerantz, and we worked together beautifully. Our committee members were tireless in helping us get the word out and making sure that people would attend. And we had close to 25 people signed up, although in the end, maybe a couple less than that actually made it to the morning meeting. But let me tell you about some of the things that took place. We had a discussion at the beginning, an exercise where people broke up into pairs, and each person answered the question, describe a challenge that you faced in your chapter and met successfully or learned from, or describe the strengths and weaknesses of your chapter. And when that exercise was over, the person who heard your description was supposed to report about you, and then you were supposed to report about them. And it turned out to be even better than I had envisioned, in that a great deal of useful information and sense of unity came as a result of that exercise. We found that we have some very large chapters, large, rangy, and opinionated at times. We found that we have some very small chapters in very rural areas that people find hard to get together. We find that we have statewide affiliates that are hard to organize. In fact, everyone, no matter what the complexion of their chapter, faces a couple of key issues. And that is, those are including all of the chapter members and encouraging them to participate in activities. Because often the case is that a few of the people do most of the work. I wish I could think of the person, I didn't write it down at the time, but if he's here today, or the person who spoke to him is here, the person who came up with the phrase, remote control politics. It was Steve Fort? Okay. All right, exactly. Thank you, Marlene. He referred to people who don't do any work themselves but are happy to give instructions to the people doing the work. And I guess that's a common phenomenon in chapter. One major theme that came out of the event, we had four presenters about the duties of the four major offices, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And one thing that came out of that was that each officer should, in fact, be ready to take on some of the roles and responsibilities of some of the others in a pinch. If somebody's not available, if the president's not available to run a meeting, the vice president should be ready to stand in for that, and that a certain amount of role flexibility in taking on these responsibilities is useful to a chapter. And the four presenters outlined the responsibilities of the chapters very well. So in that regard, my feelings about leadership are that we lead through example, and that is that we carry out the responsibilities that are assigned to us and that we take on by taking on these officer positions, and that we lead by inclusion, that our goal is to get chapter members encourage involvement in any way we can, being open to listening to their ideas, trying new events at times, even though it can be risky, and not doing the same old thing because it's familiar, or just making room for people. And at the end of those four presentations, we had a good talk about fundraising and about advocacy from Ken Metz and from Dan Kaiser, who I mistakenly called Ken, but I guess he's used to that. In any event, It was a wonderful morning. Anybody who signed up for it is going to get all of the handouts that the presenters put together. And anybody who wasn't there and didn't sign up who'd like the handouts is welcome to them. So as a participatory part of this little discussion, because I so much enjoyed last year when Rob went around and had people participate, I want all of you to think about I'd like you to answer one of the same questions, anybody who wasn't there or anybody who'd like to put out some ideas about what a challenge that your chapter has faced and that you helped to settle as an officer, or what are some of the strengths and weaknesses of your chapter, because I'd like to see that same spirit of unity develop in this room tonight. So if there's anybody who'd like to take a stab at any of those, that'd be great. No. First of all, Donna's here, right?
Yeah.
All right. Donna has first dibs, and then whoever else would like to take a turn.
The seminar was absolutely wonderful, and I think one of the things that I took away from it was that it seemed that a lot of folks shared common things, and I think we have a lot to take from to possibly continue to address some of these things in the following year. But everyone's chapters have a different personality, and that was something else that was definitely validated on that day. So it was a great experience, and again, everybody helped to make it be a success. So thank you to everybody.
Good evening. This is Steve Fort from Bavia Chapter. And I made a remark yesterday that will follow me for some time, and that is that I became president of a well-established chapter, and I found out that no matter who the president is, if there's a longtime member that people go to, that's the go-to person, and you kind of find out through them how well everyone thinks you're doing, and it's a curse, but it can also be a blessing in the sense that, especially when one is starting out being president and you're kind of on the same page, that person really gives you a lot of support. And it's been a learning experience. I was president of Bavia Chapter for 3 years in the 90s and hope that someone who was younger and kind of incoming into the organization could be president, and somehow I got tagged again. But it's been a rewarding year, and we have our, I guess that's, rather than tell you about all the events, that's pretty much the answers to your questions. And thank you everyone for listening, and it's fun to be here with the CCB family.
Because of the Battle of the Carrots, I didn't hear the question. So now I'd like to kind of just go back and say that, in finishing up what the thought was, I've learned that I really do need to, and I think we all need to be conscious of, respecting the uniqueness of each person and each chapter. Our chapter's grown, and that's one of the challenges, I think, that we've had in our chapter, because it's grown kind of so quickly, and folks get comfortable in their meeting place and everything, and it's been a challenge to kind of keep everybody happy. But the success is we have a strong core group of officers. So everybody in the chapter has somebody that they can go to, and we all communicate it. So it's a... People are throwing food over here. Okay. Anyway, so it's good, as Steve said, it's good to have more than one, person who folks could talk to within the chapter, but communication is key, and I think that's how we've dealt with the challenge of a growing chapter and making everybody feel comfortable, because everybody is a part of it. So, thanks.
Thank you, Donna.
Good evening. This is David Jackson from the OCB Alumni Association. I've been president both of San Francisco and OCB, for a number of years. And every time that there is a convention, I learn something new about my position all the time. And it's not the administrative stuff. It's the stuff that happens at the luncheons. And I want to talk a little bit about just about what presidents can do to help their officers. This is just a little bit. It's called empowerment. And you talking about empowerment. You can go to your officers and you can empower them. If you want to get a stronger core of officers to get them to help you with your administrative tasks, you can go to somebody and say, you know, you're really good at this. This is what you can do, not only to help me, but this can also help the chapter. And I've done this a couple of times, and it's worked. And I think that for those presidents who are looking for a way to strengthen their chapters and to strengthen their officers, empowerment is very important, and it's a useful tool. Thank you very much.
Can I get it now, or is it going around? How's it working? Okay. Okay. Hello. I guess it's just going around here. This is Rob Turner with the Glendale Burbank chapter, and I really liked what Donna said about this respecting the uniqueness of others. That's something that to me is really important, and I think in doing that, that's a form of empowerment because you're really recognizing that even that someone else may have a whole different way of handling things and a whole different personality, but they may have a very unique way of coping with a problem or solving a problem that you wouldn't think about. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that I think about a lot is listening. Just actually taking the time to hear what other people have to say. You know, it's often easy just to sort of dictate to people and tell them what you want done. So in my case, I find that really listening and trying to hear what other people's ideas are. And I've been very blessed to have become president of a chapter that is a very... it was a very well-established chapter, and there's a tremendous amount of support from, you know, past president and people that have been coming to that chapter for years. So you do find out fairly quickly if they think you're doing a good job or not. So anyway, I'll leave it at that and pass this thing along. Thanks. Okay.
This is Alan Ramos from San Bernardino chapter, and one thing I've learned is to try to listen to your membership because they can make or break a chapter. Try to get every idea, work closely with your officers, and just do what you can to strengthen your members and try to get them to attend the meetings.
Farrell Brown from the Redwood Empire chapter. I was very, very pleased and happy to have my vice president and my treasurer both attend the meeting with me, and I think we've got some plans to sit down and work on making our organization a bit stronger. We had a meteoric rise in membership for a couple of years, and we're now on the downside, so we've got some work to do, but it was great having them there, and we learned quite a bit. Always come back with great ideas.
Hi, I'm going to let, as Mitch is calling her, for those of you who remember Jack Benny, we have Mrs. Rochester.
That's me. I'm sorry. I can't talk. I just wanted to say I'm going to let my husband say what I have to say because I sound terrible. So, but, oh, this hurts.
I wasn't too far off, was I? Mitch really wasn't too far off. Anyway, both of us actually enjoyed yesterday. I think it was a great learning opportunity. Obviously, for Pam, it's her first time as president. She lost her vision 7 years ago. And luckily, 2 years later, went over to the Junior Blind in our DPI program. And ever since then, I got her involved in CCB. And she made it to president. So I guess between us, we did something right there. She's doing a good job. I think one of the problems a lot of chapters have, and we discussed this a little yesterday, and you heard it a little bit this evening, and that is periodically it's, you know, the older folks like myself, and I'm not saying I really do this because I do believe we need to have younger people coming in and having ideas that we have to try them and follow up with them and see if they can work. If they don't work the first time, we need to help them along because those are our leaders. And without allowing them some space and time to give you ideas and some time to help them grow, we will have no organization. It's very important to me to you know, use some guidance and maybe be a mentor. But, you know, some of these folks have some great ideas. And if we're not going to have some decent communication skills, which really involves a lot of good listening skills on our part, as I say, we won't have this organization. And this organization is very important to me. I know it is to my wife. It's helped her growth since she lost her vision. And it's done that for many people. So I just want to say, let's try and really work towards membership. That's a real big necessity. And we have to find a way to motivate new people to come in. And part of that is giving in sometimes to some young ideas that we have no idea of or what they are or how they'll work. But let's give it a try. Let's listen to them, and we'll go from there.
Good evening. Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, Orange County Chapter. One of the things that we realized a couple of years ago in our Orange County Chapter is that we were having elections for all of our officers at one time. And I don't know if other chapters are doing that as well. But what we did is we switched. So we have the president and the treasurer elected on the even years now, and the vice president and secretary elected on the odd years. And I think that helps in terms of the feeling that you don't have to turn over all your officers at one time. The other thing that I've encouraged, especially this year in our election, is to have competition. To have people who have ideas and maybe have different ideas and to come forward and say, yes, I'm interested in running. And so we kind of expanded. We didn't necessarily do a nomination committee, but we said, who's interested and what are your ideas? And now we have three people running for a position where before we didn't have any that were really interested. So I think that's another way to engage some of the newer members who may feel a little intimidated by some of the members who've been involved longer and get energy going and ideas coming up in the organization.
Hello, this is Jerry Arakawa with GDUC and Kahlua. And I'm fortunate to be involved in a leadership level in two organizations. And it's kind of a different take on things because both of the organizations that I'm involved with are statewide. And it seems to me that that one of the strengths in both organizations, and both organizations are very different in their aim, in their complexion, in their involvement, their size. And it seems to me that one of the strengths of a statewide affiliate is the diversity of its members. And kind of ironically enough, one of the weaknesses is the diversity of its members. And I think that, you know, in terms of the strength and diversity, you know, you have people who come to the organization, especially an affiliate, a special interest affiliate, you know, they are all bound by certain, maybe one or two very, very common interests. But how they approach that interest, you know, is very different. You know, just as an example with library users, some folks are really interested in sharing information about books and talking just about books and about the interest involved and in the different books and readers and so forth. Other people, they like that, but what they really want to do is advocate. They're interested in looking at how the local libraries and the state or national libraries serve us and what we can do to provide better service. And, you know, the another diversity point is geography. Of course, that's not as much of an issue with especially the urban chapters, but with a statewide affiliate, it can be an issue because you're dealing with folks from the northern to the southern part of the state. So you have geographic diversity, you have diversity in terms of their interests and their style and their level of motivation and what they're willing to do. And I think as a president or vice president, it's important for us to acknowledge, I think people have said this, that our members come to our organizations maybe with one or two things that hold the organization together, but they have very different ways of approaching that. And I think if we're to be successful, we have to really acknowledge that everybody counts. Everybody's ideas are important. How we use that and how we use their contributions as leaders is really what's going to make our success.
Well, I was a president of the Glendale Burbank chapter for approximately 12 years, and one of the things that I really wanted to mention, because there's a lot of good ideas floating around. When I first started as president, I had a lot of go-to people that were in the organization a lot longer than I had been in, such as Ray and Arta Penick. Some of you may have remembered them. A wonderful lady by the name of Frances Menino, who's still around, as examples. And those were people that I still respect. Well, I respect all of them, but unfortunately, Ray and Arta are deceased. But what I'm basically saying, the go-to people, as Steve alluded to, very important. One of the things that I just wanted to bring up very quickly and concisely is the fact that it's so important to let the people know that they are important to the organization. There's a psychological theory called Gestalt, which means the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, meaning the whole organization would not be the same if one person was extracted or not a part of. The other, I suppose some of the weaknesses that we all probably have had from time to time is taking things for granted. People, places, things, etc. This is why it's so important to continue to be passionate about what it is that you believe in, but at the same time to have an open door policy in terms of listening, as was brought up by Rob, as well as to express what you feel, but at a time when it's safe to do it. Thank you very much.
I'm Lee Morton. I'm the immediate past president of Rail Revival League and the immediate past president of the San Diego chapter. I termed out after we have 3-year term limits. And I think one of the things that I have learned is you do have to make people feel important. And a lot of times I do believe with any of the tasks in the organization, one person is responsible for it, but a lot of times two or three of you are working together on it anyway. It really is always a team effort. Even if sometimes it seems like the one same two or three people are doing all the work. But it still is a team effort. And I think you want to try to encourage that as much as possible, just because if people feel they have a stake in an organization, they'll keep some interest in it. But also, too, there are times my chapter can get crazy sometimes. Every now and then, I think San Diego's always had a history of just, I don't know, they get crazy, I don't know. And they they get a little testy at times. So sometimes you also have to not be afraid to stand your ground and just say, oh, this is where, this is my little line in the sand, and this is where I will stop, and this is as far as I'm going on this one. And sometimes you have to build a consensus where you can, and you have to listen to arguments, but there are times that you just plain have to say no. And I think if you're lucky, you have a good executive board that you can run ideas by, and you will hopefully have a good sense about when the difference is and when it's nice to be nice and when it's nice to say no. If any of that made any sense, it probably didn't, but my brain is still fried from all the San Diego fires, so I'll pass it to the next person.
Is there anyone else who wants to talk? Because I've been sort of gently nudged to bring this to a fine conclusion on a high note. That was wonderful what you had to say, Lee. And yes, it was extremely coherent. And Lee was one of our champions yesterday, coming in on the train at the very moment when she was scheduled to make her presentation. So she gets an award for that. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for participating yesterday and today. We are beginning to get some feedback that another one of these seminars would be useful in the future. So we'd be happy to take information and ideas about planning it, and we'd be happy to involve more people in planning it so that we can have another enriching seminar. So I'll let you enjoy your tiramisu and your coffee and get to the next meeting. Thanks, everyone.